Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me throw out a story really fast that we didn't get to earlier in the week.
Yeah.
You didn't know I was going to do this.
That's fine. I'm ready.
So we were going to talk earlier about the tiny shampoo bottles going away. Is this millennials' fault?
What are we doing now?
I don't know if it is. The LA Times is not automatically blaming you. I'm going to guess this is an environmental thing. But more and more hotels put, I don't know what that's called, but like the display in the shower that has the permanent bottles in there.
Yeah.
That you just push down in the pump.
Oh, the dispensers.
Dispensers. Thank you. That's what I was trying.
I'm here for you, Jamie.
The word I was working on that my brain couldn't find.
I'm here for you.
Thanks. More and more hotels are doing that, you know, and they'll get nice shampoo and stuff and they'll put it. But as opposed to just leaving you the little bottles, which, by the way, you're going to steal anyway, and costing themselves about a bunch of money, more hotels are doing this. My guess is that this is also a way to save on plastic and stuff like that. California's doing a lot this week.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of news coming out of California that we have not really gone near. But here's one that cleared the state assembly on Wednesday. Those small shampoo and conditioner bottles, popular with travelers but unpopular with anti-plastics advocates, would be banned in hotels in the state of California. Keep in mind, they've already targeted single-use plastic items like grocery bags and straws in an effort to cut down on plastic pollution. Here is yet another one. Bill passed 42-23. This is all about the environment, looks like.
I don't mind this one. Like, the straws thing bothers me.
It's a little annoying.
It is. The plastic straw thing bothers me. But I don't mind this one. And I don't use, I use soap and I use shampoo when I stay in a hotel. That's good. I was going to go down that road. But, like, I'm not one to steal them. Like, and that maybe even plays more to it, Jamie, because if I go there and I stay in a hotel for two nights, I'm not going to use all of the shampoo and all of the body wash. That's going to get thrown out. That's going to be wasted. Even the sheer idea of me taking them home with me, eventually they're going to get thrown out, whether I use them on my next travel or whatever. I love this idea. I think getting rid of these things is brilliant, and putting up a shampoo, a body wash, and a conditioner or whatever in the bathtub and a dispenser that can be refilled, I think it's a brilliant idea.
I have a question, if anybody knows the hotel business better than I do. It makes sense to me that this might be cheaper for hotels to do, too.
Yeah.
I don't know what it costs them for those little shampoo bottles. And I have no concept of what the math is on this. But logic tells me it is cheaper for them, even if you get, like, decent shampoo, to put up the dispensers.
Yeah.
And then people are only using what they use, and you're not buying. Like, makes sense that this would be a cheaper thing for hotels to do anyway.
Marriott says they expect to save an average of 250 pounds of plastic or 23,000 mini plastic bottles for each 140 hotel room that's stopped stocking rooms with these things. That to me is great. I mean, in Marriott's got a ton of hotels, I'm sure, in California. I assume they're everywhere.
And they're tough to recycle.
They are.
Because of their size and what's in them.
Best Airbnb I ever stayed at was in, well, one of the best, but it was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I was there for a wedding, and their bathroom, she had, it's just a woman in her apartment that we rented, they had the three dispensers, and she just, one was labeled conditioner and body wash and shampoo and whatever, and I was like, why don't I see that in more places?
Yeah.
Because it makes
really
sense.
Smart. Yeah. Especially if, well, I mean, most hotels offer that anyway. But, and I'll admit, like, I'm somebody that I'll grab them. They're handy to have.
You take them home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't, especially if I'm staying multiple nights I don't use them every night, then they will restock them and I will take them. Oh, I probably have a box of them at home.
Oh my gosh. You're never going to use them.
Sure. I take them with me if I'm going on other trips or, like, perfect example, there's one particular hotel that I happen to really like that I'm in on a regular basis, I guess, that doesn't provide that stuff because it's kind of a different experience, I guess. And so I will take those with me for that. Or if I'm staying at someone's house, then I'll just take those with me.
But if you have a whole box of them.
But I use them. I use them, though.
Do you take home the used one?
No. I only take home the one.
So you only take home. You waste the half bottle.
No, I use that one. I'll usually get two nights out of a bottle.
Okay.
So I'm staying in a hotel for two nights. Yeah, out of a shampoo bottle.
Huh.
I don't have much hair.
I do.
I don't need that much.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Goes a long way.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, well, if your hair is not long.
No.
You shouldn't. I mean, if you.
No,
you,
so here's what you do. Here's how you scam the system.
You're already stealing free soaps and shampoos anyway.
Usually what they'll do is they'll just put. But I'm not stealing. They are putting them out for me as a guest of their hotel. So you take the first one. You leave that set in the shower. And very often, they'll if they see that you have not touched it on the counter, they'll put new ones out. So then you use the other half. And you take that one's home.
There is no way I use half of one of those little ones for my head.
Meaning?
I use it. I can get through 4 days of shampooing.
This is what I'm saying.
With those little bottles.
That's what I'm saying. And so you just, instead of one use, throw it out, keep using the same bottle.
What I'm asking you is you stay in a hotel for one night.
Yeah.
All right? You shower with that one
time.
I don't
take the half one home.
You're not taking the half one home?
No. I don't know why there's a difference.
There's
to me,
a real. I'm not dealing with that half bottle.
Yeah, that seems pointless. Creighton. But if it's full, then yeah, I'll take that.
I'm not leave that half bottle of shampoo or body wash. I'm not dealing with that. Replace this, and I will take it with me.
So okay, you know how sometimes doing this job and it's not scripted, and there are words that come to your head, and you have this moment. It's always awesome when you have the moment before you say the thing where you're like, oh, was I really just about to say that?
Sure.
And you don't say it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I was about to just ask.
All right.
Generally speaking, you get the shampoo and the conditioner and one other product, which is sometimes shower gel or something like that. And sometimes it is lotion.
Yes.
How much do you think that lotion is really used?
How much do I think the lotion is used?
Yes. I think out of those three.
To moisturize your hands and leave the room or for other?
I don't know.
Or for other.
But it seems like out of the three products that you get there, the lotion is the least used.
Not everybody uses lotion, and I'd like to say that everybody uses body wash and shampoo. I mean, I've sat next to people on planes and I'm like, boy, you should have used that body wash and shampoo.
The annoying thing is when they don't leave conditioner. As a woman, that's really irritating.
Yeah, I got nothing for that. Lee uses
really annoying.
I will tell you that Lee uses a ton of conditioner.
So do I.
Man.
So do I.
That's one thing dudes don't do as much.
No. And so if there is, I will bring my own conditioner often with me just in case it's
Lee
not
does
there.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Just a thing.
But I'd be fine with it if the next hotel I stayed in didn't have the little bottles and just had dispenser. I think it saves
them
money.
Cool.
It saves plastic. It's good for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it lessens the chance if all of a sudden the price of plastic goes up, then my room rate goes up and all of that.
Now, I'm sure the cost of your room is not going to go down.
No.
No,
God, no.
Going away. No. Like, they're going to save money. Don't worry. You're going to be paying exactly the same.
No.
You know?
No, definitely not. If you want to jump in, you can. 576-7798. 576-7798. Text in to 22980. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Talking about the small hotel bottles of shampoo and conditioner. California moving towards banning them. You agree with that? I would have no problem with it.
Why
if they
not?
Did it in Kansas, Missouri, all over. Like, it makes sense.
But it's amazing the problems that people are suggesting that could come up because of this.
Like
people bringing in their own bottles and emptying the dispensers on the wall into their own bottles.
No one's doing that.
Really?
No one's doing
for
that.
For the dollar, they can't just...
No one's bringing in empty shampoo bottles.
From home.
From home. So, I mean, okay, I can't say nobody because...
The one guy will.
That guy's suggesting he's going to do it.
Yes.
But like 95% of us aren't traveling with our own empty shampoo bottle.
Yeah.
To empty out the shampoo dispenser in my hotel, Motel 6.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
The other.
All right. Calm down there, Chief.
The other problem that people are saying is what if people mess with the dispensers? As in put things in them.
What do you mean? Like
pee in them or whatever.
I can't say that's wrong. That's more likely to happen.
Probably.
That's more likely to happen. Then you put then somehow you have a locking mechanism.
That seems extreme.
How about this? Stop peeing in the shampoo dispensers.
Well.
Don't poop in the conditioner.
Oh.
I love conditioner. I use it all the time. That was you. That was you 5 minutes ago. Stop.
Let's take some calls now.
Maybe you want to stick with the little bottles now?
But do you not think those could be messed with?
They
could totally be messed with.
Kevin's in Bonner Springs. Happy Friday, Kevin.
Happy Friday to you, too.
What's up?
Hey, me and my wife have been on quite a few different cruises. They've been using those for years and years, probably 15 years on the cruise line.
Really?
Good to know.
Oh, it's great.
Do you worry about anybody as Jamie is now freaking out about
I'm not freaking, I just,
people doing stuff in the dispensers?
Problems I didn't know I was going to have.
No, I don't, because the ones we've been on, they've been very clean.
Yeah.
I'm sure they sanitize everything. I think it's really nice because you have everything right there handy. You don't have to worry about the little bottles.
I drop that cap every time too, man. Like, or the soap. Where you when you open up the bar of soap and you always get paper everywhere. And it's just the worst.
Yeah, and, you know, me and my wife, we don't use, like, the towels. We use scrunchies to take our showers with. So
use what?
The bath wash is perfect for it.
You use what?
Those little scrunchies things.
Loofahs?
Loofah, whatever.
Oh, yeah, a loofah. I'm like a scrunchie.
I didn't know what you were talking about. Okay.
I don't know what they're called. Ask my wife. She'll tell you what they're called.
Hey, Kevin, you have yourself a good weekend, man. Yeah, I mean, I usually use a loofah at home.
We're getting all kinds of things today.
I haven't been on a cruise before, but that sounds great.
It's been a very long time, but I'm about to do one here soon. And so I will keep in mind that that's not something I have to bring with me.
Take a picture of your conditioner. Do you want to like
it'll be a highlight.
Do you want like an inspection strip to stick in to make sure it's 100% conditioner?
By the way, I do not assume for 1 second that they are sanitizing everything. I do not assume that just because it looks clean, I do not assume for 1 second that they are emptying those dispensers all the time. Or checking them for problems.
Let's go to Chris and Shawnee. Hey, Chris, thanks for calling. Happy Friday.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Hey, I've got a little bit different perspective. I'm a traveling businessman, so I'm in a hotel about 150 nights out of the year. And I use my own shampoo and my own soap when I travel, so I will collect those small bottles and donate those to Operation Outreach in Kansas City for people that, you know, could use those products and maybe can't afford to buy them. So I can donate about a grocery sack every month, and it really goes a long ways for the community that utilizes that.
I love that. That's so cool of you, Chris. That is awesome.
Multiple texts from people that are saying the same thing, that they will take those little bottles.
But does anybody travel like Chris, who's traveling a whole lot and staying in a whole lot of hotels?
Sure. A lot of business travelers that do that.
I could never. I just met when we were at Lee's high school reunion. One of the friends that we had dinner with beforehand, he had a million travel points.
Yes.
A million.
He's
like, I stayed in a hotel about 300 nights a year once. And I'm like, I can't fathom.
That means you travel every week for work.
He did.
Yeah.
He was gone.
Only home on the weekends.
All the time. And I thought, how do you have a life if you travel that much? I mean, I guess work is your life and whatever, but man.
Yeah. You are just on weekends when you're home. I can't imagine having a family and then not being able to see your kids at all when you're doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's great that people like Chris and some of the text line would do the same thing. But if you really want to, you can go buy a big jug of shampoo for like $3 and you can still donate. You have to pay for it. You have to shell out the $3.
Right.
You can still do it and take it down to your local Salvation Army or whatever.
The little bottles already came included.
And they're easier to hand out than gift bags.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So we take what we do, Jamie, is we get Ziploc bags and you pour a couple of scoops of shampoo into the Ziploc bag. Boom. Now you can individually hand out shampoos.
Why are we pouring the shampoo directly into the Ziploc bag?
I mean, if you want to be able to hand them out to different people, like you can hand out the little bottles that you bring back.
Why are you pouring the shampoo into a Ziploc bag? That's the part I don't understand.
Because if I buy a big jug.
Yeah.
And I want to hand, and I got 10 people I want to give shampoo to.
Yes.
How am I going to get that shampoo to those people?
You could buy little bottles.
Now we're back at the problem.
I don't understand why you would pour it directly into a Ziploc bag that is soft, that is hard to pour out of.
Is that hard to pour out of?
Yeah. Why would
really
you?
Not.
What an odd mode of transportation.
Well, if we're getting rid of the little bottles, if that's the whole idea.
Plastic bags are better?
If we're getting rid of them, I'm just coming up with ideas. Not every idea I have is great. Sometimes
that was
I
weird.
Fall a fuel off and swing and a miss.
I mean, you could just go and, buy a big, or just buy the big bottles.
For everybody.
Donate them. Yeah.
I mean,
use them eventually.
Hey, $30. Get 10 bottles. Donate it at the... See? It's an my idea grew another idea. See what that did?
We amended your idea a little bit so that you're not giving out shampoo to people in plastic baggies.
It all makes sense. It all makes sense.
Telling you, can you get right now. Little travel bottles.
That's like what I was trying to
less
tell.
Less than a dollar at a box store.
Yeah.
Take the stuff on the big bottle.
Yeah.
Squeeze them into the small bottles.
Right.
There you go.
We're all coming up with ideas here.
Not the plastic bag he wants to do.
Trying to get rid of these little bottles at hotels.
Pour your shampoo into the Ziploc bag.
Or you could just use them.
We're talking about helping the homeless here, Dan.
Oh,
we're helping
yes.
the homeless here, Dan.
I see.
You know.
My Lord, where is this going?
Coming in late.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.